Would you bow your heads, please? Say, Father, let me hear.
Father, let me hear.
With my ears.
With my ears.
See with my eyes.
See with my eyes.
And perceive with my heart.
And perceive with my heart.
What your Spirit is speaking to us today.
What your Spirit is speaking to us today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, page 1332 in my Bible. I know that's a trick, but it's not going to be somebody else, you know.
You have to have the large print.
Yeah, the large print. I definitely do. Yeah. He pressed me there this morning quite early, and it's kind of neat. That verse 7, therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Now, he's been on a quest to pressure me not to close my heart back up. And so I'm about to dump it on you. Because if you close your heart, what happens?
You don't hurt.
Huh?
No love.
You don't receive
anything. You don't receive anything. Right. Because you're probably waiting for it to be qualified so that you can receive. If you're waiting to be qualified, you have to remember there's a reason. And you've already qualified because of him. But sometimes we're waiting for an emotion. And you know what I'm talking about? Emotions. When it feels good, it's going to be awesome. If it doesn't feel good, I better shut down. Obviously, how many of you have visited with that word? All right. I'm going to back it up to verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because they who heard it did not combine it with faith. Well, you can hear a message about the Lord, about his goodness, about how awesome he is, but if you don't start believing it by choice and take faith for yourself, it's going to be somebody else's experience and your heart will close right back up. Verse 3, now we who have believed enter that rest just as God has said. So I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. So God got upset with them because they had attitude. It's time for us to not let it happen to us. And yet his work had been finished since the creation of the world. Verse 4. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again in this message, above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Verse 6, it still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. He was pressing me to take a good understanding of what happens when we close our hearts. When we close our hearts, we shut the world out. We shut the emotions down. We don't allow God to heal the inside because we have bowed to
fear.
How many has said fear? That's exactly what he does. Psalms 95:8. Psalms 95:8. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert. Now, they made a choice at that point. They were in the desert and they got upset. They felt that God had not supplied the water they needed, and they were in a big problem. God allowed a miracle to turn it around. But even then, they got upset. Proverbs 28:14. 28:14. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. When you harden your heart, you fall into? See, that proverb can change your attitude about yourself, and it can begin to change your emotions if you stick to it. But emotions have a habit of what?
Going up and down.
How many say it goes along the bumpy road, right? Proverbs 29, verse 1. A man who remains stiff-necked and after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. It's confirmed in Isaiah 42:25. A man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without healing, without a change. Now, why is he pressuring in so that you will change? Because you need to make a choice to keep your heart open.
Amen.
And it's going to be done over and over and over because you are living in an earth suit. Tell your neighbor, the earth suit's the problem. It's made out of flesh. And it goes backwards. So quickly. It's like a clam.
It shuts everything out.
It's got to change. Amen?
Amen.
Romans 2:5. Romans 2:5. But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath when his righteous judgment will be revealed. Say, that's not good medicine. That's not good medicine. So the solution is to ask for help. All the time, every day, over and over, over and over, over and over, until you get to the point where you say, God, I can't do it. I've tried and I failed, and I'm going to let you go in there and keep it open for me. If you try to do this on your own, you're going to fail miserably. You're going to be upset. And it's not going to be successful for you because you're going in reverse. When the Holy Spirit began to get me to look at myself and say, look, I've got a plan and I will unfold it in spite of your flesh. I had a hard time because how many know, we all know how much the flesh has control. Alright? We go by emotions. We feel like dinner. We don't feel like dinner. We feel like this. We feel like that. We go here. We go there. Oh my God, that felt good. I'll try it again and it doesn't work. When you obey the Holy Spirit, you'll be under the anointing. little challenge yesterday. And got up at around 6. And wasn't feeling that great, but you got up and made some coffee and took my vitamins and blah, 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 and all those normal things that I do. And by 11 or 10:30, I am now freezing. My hands are shaking and my voice is shaking, and I said to my wife, not feeling good. Something's wrong. So she brought the thermometer and checked it, and I had 101 going on 102. And I wasn't doing so well. You say, well, now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be a believer. I am. But I got this earth suit that don't cooperate sometimes.
Amen.
You got an earth suit?
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Made out of what?
Flesh.
All right. So, I waited, took two Tylenol, and kept praying, and by 12:30, quarter of one, felt a little bit better, but I took my shower, but I was freezing. I let that water hot, nice and hot, but it still wasn't doing the trick. Lord, what do you want? I want you to call the ER down at Riverbend and go get yourself checked out. And there was a thought in my head. Had a couple of twinges when I went to the bathroom in my back. Had those before, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Had those big eyes. Lord, what are you doing? Just call, do your stuff. So I picked up the phone, called Riverbend, and that's right over here. And I said, yes, come in by 3:30. So fever started going down.
Of course.
So I said, okay, Lord. So at 3 o'clock, around quarter of 3, I left the town. As I'm driving out of town, I can feel the anointing on my head because I know I'm in obedience. How many have ever felt that? It feels like somebody's playing with your hair. And I said, Jesus, I am so grateful. He said, do you feel better now? I said, yes, I do. He says, because you obeyed. So, obviously, got to Riverbend, got to meet Dr. Elias, which is a nice young man. Enjoyed his demeanor. And got to talk to him. He checked the urine, etc. We have a little bit of a problem there. There's an infection, and definitely put me on an antibiotic. And here I is today. Why? Because I obeyed. I kept my heart open by choice. Do you think I like to call the doctor? No. I like the Lord to just step in, zap, kill the bug, and get happy. But what about praying for Dr. Elias that I never met till yesterday? How about interceding for those who had to work on Saturday? How about interceding for the lady who took the blood, who took the urine test and so on? See? He uses all things for his. Yes. So, came home, took a pill, went out to dinner, had a wonderful evening. My body was a little bit shaky, but it was okay. 3 o'clock this morning, he says, go to Hebrews chapter 4. Why? Because already we're going in reverse because you're feeling better.
Amen.
There are times that God will allow difficulties in your life to make you awaken to the fact that you should change your heart and your attitude. Hebrews 3:13. Here's the solution. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily. Woo-hoo. I don't want to call anyone else. I don't want to tell anybody else. I I am going to trust in God. Attitude of the flesh and the closed heart. Be encouraged one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. When you close your heart to God and to your brothers and sisters and decide that you are going to do this on your own, what are you doing? You're being deceived. The hardest thing for men and women is to admit that you've got a weakness.
Amen.
I want to hide my weakness. I want to hide my problem. I don't want anybody to know. After all, you should have got a miracle last week, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. But the Lord is saying to you, admit your faults to one another. Pray for one another that who may be healed? That I may be healed. There are times the Holy Spirit is going to allow things to happen so that it'll move you from point A to point B. When I went in to have my temperature taken, I had had no pills from 12. It was now close to 4. My temperature was back to 98.8. What does that tell you?
The Tylenol worked.
The Tylenol worked, but after 3-4 hours, it's supposed to be done.
And the anointing worked.
But the anointing was my obedience had allowed. Also, I stayed no pills at all until we came home from dinner last night. And there was no temperature. What does that tell you? See, I obeyed, he then gives me the grace and the favor. What if I disobeyed and said, well, I'll wait till tomorrow and see if God heals me tonight?
You wouldn't be here today.
I would not be here today. You're exactly right. The doctor says, it only started this morning. Well, I says, I kind of knew last night, but I wasn't positive. But I said, the confirming reality was the temp was quite high. Because I do know that it probably went up to a little over 102. What I'm saying to you, I will not let my heart be hardened as best I know how. I will not let my heart be hardened. I will not let it close myself off from those that need to say, okay, I'll pray for you. You need that same commitment. See, when we pray for each other, God will
heal.
But who does he heal first? Me. Because I'm no longer focused on me, myself, and I. I'm focused on the need of, and that's the gift of love. When I'm so concerned about others and their pain, God takes care of my problem. Would you do me a favor? Would you close your eyes? Would you take your right hand and put it over your heart? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm asking you tonight. To keep my heart open.
To keep my heart open.
If I've gotten stubborn.
In any way.
I want to get rid of it. It's much too big for me.
It's much too big.
And if I'm hiding somewhere.
Away from others.
Letting nobody know how I really hurt. You can't heal my heart. Give me the courage to speak up.
Even to a friend.
That I'm hurting today.
And
God will release healing to me.
Because
that's his way.
When I pray for others,
the Lord
will be healing me.
I give you praise, Lord.
To keep my heart open.
To keep the compassion going.
And the grace and the mercy
that I need.
In
Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen?
Amen.
You got the medicine. You got the antibiotic.